The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, full show ahead. We are officially, Sip, this is our last day of double digits to game day, 10 days away from kickoff. Tomorrow, it's 9, single digits. How about that?
The big
news for you and me right now, and this might shock every listener out there. I think it will. We're 10 days away. I'm leaving Friday after the show. You're leaving next Monday.
It's Monday.
You'll be here on Monday, but gone the rest of the week. You and I, as of last night, are officially both packed for this trip. That is a modern-day miracle. I gotta pack like a pair of shoes.
Yeah, I have a little
and,
more.
You know, some stuff for my backpack for the plane. But like in terms of the big stuff, the clothes, underwear, all that stuff, bathroom stuff, packed.
Not to pull
modern day miracle.
Not to pour cold water on your modern day miracle.
It is a modern day miracle.
But I got to pack some dress shirts still. So,
well, you told me
I'm 80%
on Monday
packed.
That you were packed, which I was like, wow, you packed a week early.
80% packed. Dark out there.
I think I'm
a little foggy, 90. By the way. A little foggy, kind of like it probably will be in Ireland.
Yes.
Got to be careful out there, too. My neighbor has been hit by the same bicyclist three times.
Not motorcycle, a biker.
It's a vicious cycle.
All right. I fell for it. Went for the joke hour again. You get me going right into it. See that? I fell right into it.
Well, the weather set it up.
You didn't set me up for a joke.
The weather set it up. I was it's a vicious cycle.
Damn it.
All right, that will be the last one today.
No, it won't. No, it won't.
There might be one other
You're gonna
one.
You're going to fit some more jokes in there somewhere without me knowing it. You're ridiculous. You are just
you like
straight
that
up,
one,
you're
though.
You're just straight up ridiculous.
But, and Gus liked it. That's the good
It was
thing.
A vicious cycle.
All right, we got some Shenander to work through.
Yes, yesterday after practice, we heard from Eric Shenander, defensive coordinator, some players also. Bill Bush was out there as well. I'll get to plenty of his comments as the show goes on. Like, I loved what Bill Bush said yesterday. Loved what Bill Bush said.
If you're just driving through from Albuquerque, we're talking about the Nebraska football team right now.
Yes, the Nebraska who plays in 10 days in Dublin, Ireland against Northwestern in a game that counts. It's week zero, and there goes the microphone. But, yeah, good luck with that one. Yeah, might have to hold it like that the whole show. But Nebraska does play Northwestern in 10 days in a game that absolutely matters, trying to get off to a one. I'm just saying, sometimes people think week zero, think it's an exhibition game. You know, like it's week zero right now for 4 weeks of the NFL preseason. I'm going to turn off your mic for a second.
Just so you turn can work it off.
Yeah. You can bring it over there. Sure, why not? Yeah, if you're just doing it, Sip just busted his microphone, and I'm not going to be able to fix that until the break because it's going to take some time. But he'll be fine. You got it? Can you make that work? What we do. Yeah, sometimes you just got to deal with show issues there, and we'll be fine.
Put me on mic two.
No, you're on mic four there.
Mic four.
You are on mic two. You decided to opt out of mic two.
All right, let's go.
Yeah. Eric Shenander spoke yesterday, Sip. He was talking about how there's some position battles going on for Nebraska as they get closer to game day. And wouldn't you say, if you had to describe Nebraska's defensive camp, it's been a very good camp, has it not? I mean, has it been... I haven't really heard much bad things about the defensive side of the ball this camp so far at all.
I'd say it's been good. Their second scrimmage was better than their first one. You know what we do, though, when we start making, definitive statements about something we didn't see. We're just sort of using our imaginations, right? Not completely, because we're going off of what people tell us who saw the scrimmages, and I generally believe what I hear. So yeah, I'd say they have had a good, solid, drama-free preseason camp, and certain players I would say have played well. O'Shawn Mathis, particularly in the last scrimmage, played well. Blaze Gunnarsson played well, so they had a pass rush going to a certain extent. They can't bring down the quarterback. So it's kind of hard to know. But I don't know. I thought Shenander was sort of interesting yesterday in talking about kind of the more mundane things about what he was looking for. But I think about this stuff all the time. Substitutions have to be executed mm-hmm. cleanly. Mm-hmm. You got to move in and out of packages seamlessly, and that's substitution generally. But those elements weren't as good in the first scrimmage as they were in the second, which you'd expect. So all that, I mean, Jake, what it comes down to is guys like Shenander and Bush and Whipple. God, they have a lot of bases to cover in football. Football. There's a lot that can go wrong. God, there's a lot.
Oh, yeah, we've seen it with our very eyes. Games that just are still unbelievable how they unfolded because of certain moments.
There's just a lot that can go wrong. But, yeah, yesterday I was, frankly, now we can stay on the defensive jag if you want. I was more interested in what Buscini said. We'll get to that. The Blackshirts will be awarded either Monday when – right before Nebraska leaves town. They leave Monday.
Yeah, no, I'm going before they are.
Or Tuesday when they get there, so they could have kind of like a little Irish ceremony.
Okay.
But the Blackshirts will be awarded then. As far as position battles, I noticed on the rundown you indicate there's some hot position battles. I don't know that there are a lot of that.
Well, there's one, right?
There's one for sure. the nickel, he mentioned the nickel spot and that it's a, he characterizes it as an or situation, which means it would be Isaac Gifford or Chris Kolarovic.
Kolarovic.
Thank you. Or Javon Wright.
There we go.
Yeah. So it'd be one of those three. I still think that Isaac Gifford is the leader there. He was up there, by the way, doing media interviews yesterday. I think Gifford, I'm not saying I don't believe what Eric's saying. I think he's talking about three guys that are all good players, but I think it'll be Gifford.
I guess I have one other battle I was looking at.
Oh, what's that?
For a guy that's still new but making some big strides. I mean, Devin Drew, I don't think he'll start in Ireland, of course, but when might he start this season if he does start?
I don't know if he'll start.
That's what I'm saying. If he does start, yeah. when might that be? I still think that could be a battle.
Well, I thought that
So that's what I put as two battles. One is very legitimate at nickel, and then maybe that would not right now for game one at least, but maybe going forward, Devin Drew, if he keeps having good practices, could assert himself as a potential starter. Potential.
Yeah.
In some game upcoming.
I thought Shenander's comments on Drew were interesting. You know, Eric anticipated a tough start for Drew, who, remember, arrived on campus last week.
He did. Yes, he did.
Whatever day that we had a media availability, it was either Wednesday or Thursday. Do you remember that by any chance? How do I? I'm slipping.
When you saw them?
Yeah, when I had to leave.
That was Thursday.
Okay, Thursday. So that was his first practice. And he was in spider pads. But he was doing some work along the sidelines. Now, what Eric said is he's made an amazing – he used the word amazing. He's made an Drew has made an amazing transition and is in position. He said the words, Eric Chenander of Devin Drew, I expect him to take some reps in Dublin.
So that's why I'm saying is that although he's not going to start, if you wanted to talk about position battles with an S beyond the nickel, Devin Drew on the defensive line would be one I look at as the other position battle.
At this point, you are in hardcore defense of your rundown.
I'm
chuckle over here when I saw the 6 a.m. topic. Eric Chenander says position battles have heated up
in defense, for Nebraska. In my defense, it was not the only headline that said that anywhere else. So,
And I
was not there at practice, as
I
you know.
I chortled because I said to myself, I don't remember him saying that.
I can show you an article right now.
He did mention that, you know, there are some, I'm joking around. There's some battles. I mean, they're not just for starting jobs.
Well,
there's guys battling for time.
Well, I mean, I know that we feel like at this point Tommy Hill is going to start
looks
a cornerback.
Like that's a lock.
But I think if you want to talk about a potential battle, you know, Braxton Clark still wants to be in that equation at cornerback or even at safety. You've got more than two guys that feel like they can start.
It sounds like Tommy Hill's locked that up.
Right.
We'll say a source last night. I know I'm skipping over to offense, but I don't think there's a battle with Chuba Purdy and Casey Thompson. I don't.
It's overblown a little bit?
A little bit. Casey Thompson will be the starter.
But how many people really thought that in the next 10 days there would be a change from what we think is going to be with Casey Thompson?
I thought a very, very limited
amount of people
thought
that.
It felt like in recent days people were – I mean, Chuba did make a night. I think Chuba has had a good camp, but he would really have to –
Right, you can make a push all you want, but Nebraska, I think, entered the offseason. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think they entered the offseason with the impression that Casey would be the quarterback until proven otherwise. Right?
Yes.
Is that kind of what the takeaway was, or the impression?
I think
the
so.
The goal?
You know what I think we're burying the lead a little bit.
It happens once in a while on this show.
I thought Brian Buscini, you know, he's the transfer punter from Montana.
As you like to call Brian Boom Sheeny for Hunter, who's on the Ray Guy Award watch list, by the way.
Good. He said that it's – now I have said, and he didn't say this. I have said it because what I've heard is he was a little underwhelming in the spring. So I asked him, how's your – you know, I was wondering, how's your August been compared to your spring? And he says it's been much better. In fact, he said it's been by far the best camp I've had in my time as a punter, high school or college. This is the FCS punter of the year talking. This is the punter that averaged 46 yards on 75 career punts at Montana. He said, I just got a lot more consistent this summer. I've put some work in. I'm super excited to see what the punt team can do this fall. Now, he did. He expanded a little, and it's interesting. He said, I've got some really, really good players around me. Long snapping is at a really, really high level. Coverage is at a high level. I'm super excited. He changed something. Now, I want to address this because it's interesting. He changed a huge mechanical part of his game. And now I saw people on the message board going, oh, that's great. Why would he do that? He led the FCS in punting.
It was the best there was.
Well, what I would say to that, and you would understand it, is because you got to make adjustments all the time, right? Don't you in your golf game?
Oh, we have to. Oh, yeah.
Well, there's no different than him. I mean, just because it was working at Montana, if, you know, it can go awry, as we've seen at Nebraska.
Well, think about it. I mean, that special teams in general, if you're a kicker or a punter, mm-hmm. that's the most mental game of all, right?
Well, but
quarterback's mental too, but
it's mental. But he made a very, and I didn't understand this. I want to quiz you on this. He made a very, like, pretty significant mechanical change, and that's what he attributes his improvement to. He attributes it to focusing on a specific spot of the football as he goes to punt it. He said, "When I hold the ball, I'm looking right through the nozzle." Okay, I had to ask him, "What is the nozzle?"
Would that be the end of the ball, right?
No, it's not. See, I'm glad you don't know.
Would you think that though? The nozzle makes sense to be the very tip of the ball.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought too.
What's the nozzle?
The nozzle is where you put air in the ball.
Oh, but okay, that makes sense too.
Okay, yeah, of course it makes sense. But I didn't. He was saying it as if we would know. I didn't know that. But anyway, he said, "When I hold the ball, I'm looking right through the nozzle. Every time I swing my leg, I envision swinging right through the nozzle, and my consistency has gone up a lot." So you can envision that, and that's a pretty significant change. He's never done it. Took him a while, he said, for it to kind of kick in. No pun intended, but it did. But it did kick in, pun intended.
Yeah.
So there you go. Where you would ask, if you're a good reporter, questionable, where had Buscini previously focused his attention on the ball? You know, he said kind of – he gave an answer that reminds me of something you might say.
Okay, good. But what might I say about from the mouths of Brian Buscini about punting?
He said –
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Kind of underneath the ball, or really at nothing, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, that sounds like me. Yeah, well, here, my goal is to hit below it. I don't want to hit on the side or the top. It's not good.
So Buscini is in a good place going to Dublin, okay? He's in a good place.
So you're telling me that he was in a bad place in the spring?
Well, I don't know that he was in a bad place, but he didn't have a great spring. He didn't. I wouldn't say he had an awful spring, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't, oh God, you know, we got the best punter in America here. It wasn't anything like that. And then, you know, he went to work in the summer, and now he's punting very well.
I got to think if you're a good punter, it's a pretty easy craft to fix. So I'm glad.
I don't know.
That
seems like seems like disparagement towards punters.
No, it's not disparagement.
You know that punters lose it too.
They do, but
they chunk them like chunk your drive.
Right, but as you know,
sorry about that.
In offense and defense, you've got so many different things to think about. On punting, it is okay. Number one, catch the ball from the snap. Number two, you know, kick the ball properly.
Yeah, you sound pretty easy.
And angle it. Yeah, they're not worrying about tackling. They're not doing drills. They have a couple. They do. The same thing all day long.
Boy.
This is not disparagement. This is me saying where it should be. Not lack of respect.
Maybe it's just me.
It's not lack of respect
for the job.
I said there's a lot more things going through the heads of a running back or a quarterback or offensive lineman.
I don't know about that. You're not taking into account the direction. They're trying to place it at certain spots.
This is not me putting down the punter,
but it really sounds like it.
I don't know how debatable it is that the job of a punter, what they think about, is a little bit less than what a lineman or a quarterback goes through.
Well, of course, a quarterback.
That's what I'm trying to say. What? Who else? Who else has less to think about than a punter?
I don't know. I mean,
I'm saying if he's a good punter and he's had some flaws, I feel like
I don't
it's
think the nose guard has a whole lot on his mind other than, you know, getting the ball and holding firm. I don't think a corner has a lot on his mind other than coverage.
Yeah, well, that's not, they're involved that's in the not run easy game. Coverage. There's different.
This is an amazing. It's amazing to me that you are disparaging the punter
I'm
position.
I'm not disparaging the punter. I'm just saying that
you listened to Sam Cook on our own show talk about the nuances of the positions.
Yes,
of the position, and all that goes in that all that went into his career and how he revolutionized the position. And it's not just – he didn't come on our show and say, you know, Sip, when it comes down to it, he's got to catch the ball and kick it.
No, he didn't.
No, because that's not what this – but that's not what – that's not what
Sam Cook is a phenomenal punter.
Because
a great
that is
career.
An inaccurate
he
representation.
He had a great career.
That is an inaccurate representation of the position. You know, Sip, it's just a matter of catching the ball and kicking it.
Here's Matt G to chime in before we get to Vince in the hotline. Punting is – like golfing, as you pointed out. Punters get in their head more than any other position. I don't know. Kickers get in their head, too. Place kickers. I think probably more so than a punter. I punted in high school, and one different movement of the ball, that punt is out of control.
Thank you, Matt G. You.
What?
Need to settle down.
I am settled down. I'm surprised that you're attacking me like this about punting. I really am.
This is an attack.
What if I was the one bringing this up? You'd probably be the same. You'd probably do the same thing. Come on, Jake. He's a punter.
This is an attack.
No. If I brought this topic up, if I brought this Buscini comment to the table, you'd be the one saying, Jake, I mean, come on. He's not playing quarterback here. He's not playing running back. He's not playing receiver. He's a punter, Jake.
I'm not falling for your hypothetical.
If I brought this up, you'd be disparaging
me.
No, I
wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
Jake, he's a punter. Six times a game, maybe at the most.
No, I'm the one who wrote the story about Buscini.
That's because you wrote the story. What if I wrote the story? You might disparage me.
Two hypotheticals I can't argue against. Come on.
Can't argue against my hypotheticals.
Yeah.
Let's get a call from Vince. I wonder if he's got any hypotheticals. 464-5685. Vince, you're on early break. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you?
Vince.
Breaking down punting right now.
Yeah. Vince, words of wisdom. Bring them.
Yes, indeed. Well, well, before I get into that, Sip, I mean, you had a joke earlier. I have something to follow up on that you'll appreciate.
Oh, boy.
Now, I've only been fishing a couple of times in my life. One time was with a fishing columnist who contributed stories to my sports section at the newspapers I used to work at. Shout out St. Helena Star and Weekly Calistogan. Now, he used to drop by and, you know, submit pictures that he would, give for my column. And so he invited me to go fishing one time. So I went fishing with him. And you know what, Sip?
Yeah.
I was both baited and hooked into going on a fishing trip with him. At least that's the line. That's the line of thinking anyhow.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
And punting.
Yeah.
I do have a hot take for you.
Ooh.
And when I say a hot take, I hope you guys got the sprinklers ready.
Yeah.
Oh boy. What's gonna be said here?
Hot.
And this is a smoking hot take.
Okay.
Now I've told you before how, you know, I don't think there's gonna be any in between on this season. You know, it's either gonna be a fast start and we win, say, eight, nine games, or it starts slow and the season ends up being a clunker. So a hot take within that hot take is this.
Okay.
And this is kind of a follow-up to something you guys talked about yesterday, is, was breaking the streak between Wisconsin and Iowa, and how some people are like, oh, yeah, I'd be happy if we got a split. And, you know, and if we got a split, I would take it and run as well. But I actually think a split is the least likely. I think we're either winning both or we're losing both.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah.
There you go. That is hot.
That is a hot take. And so anyhow, as far as the defense and the punting goes, with the defense, I mean, there's no question that under Coach Chin, they've definitely made some incremental progress over the years. I mean, they're obviously not great by any means, but But, you know, you can definitely see the progress has been there. But what I'm most interested in seeing this year is how does this defense perform when they're actually not being consistently let down by the offense and special teams. And of course, we can only hope we have that conversation. But that's what I want to see, because if this defense is playing with the wind at their back like we hope we are, mm-hmm. you know, I would think it rises to an even greater level. Now, as far as the punting is concerned, I had an opportunity to watch, you know, probably one of the best punters in the game when he was with the Raiders. You remember a guy named Shane Leckler?
Absolutely, he was good for a very long time. Big leg.
That guy had probably. Him and maybe probably your guy from Miami, Jake, Reggie Roby.
Another good one.
I mean, you might be probably too young to remember him, but those two guys had the most booming legs that I've ever seen. I mean, those guys, I swear to God, those guys could kick the ball into the stratosphere, mm-hmm. you know. And but to your point, though, I mean, the nuanced part of punting, you know, kind of takes a little bit longer. So, I mean, that's where when I see between shanked punts and between punting and the coverage team going in the wrong direction, I actually hope, I mean, this is one time where it's like, I'm not all that concerned if Buscini, overkicks his coverage. It's like, my argument is this: I just want to see the field flipped. I just want to see, a punt going in the right direction, as opposed to being in a position to downing your own punt, like, you know, it felt like we've been a couple of times last year. But, okay, yeah. And for that matter, the last couple of years.
Okay.
But I'll tell you another thing, fellas.
Yeah, I know.
We are down into single digits for the season opener. Single digits. Let's let that sink in for just a moment.
Okay.
Sink. And I'll tell you this right now. When we get to Dublin.
Yes.
From game one to mm-hmm. game 12, 13, 14, however many we play.
Yeah.
From that moment on. When it's time to kick off, it's time to kick ass!
That's my favorite one. That's actually my favorite one. Of his sayings, he's got, I don't know, he's got about three or four clubs in his bag. That's my favorite.
Kick ass one.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah, when it's time to kick off, it's time to kick ass.
Yes. I hope, Vince, that you have the wind at your back all day long.
Yeah, I didn't expect 10 days before kickoff for us to have this big of a deep of a dive on punting.
All right, we can veer off.
Well, that's what the point, though, is that the camp has been relatively
smooth,
drama-free, that we could have 10 days before kickoff a discussion about Brian Buscini's comments about his improvement in punting and what he's changed.
He has
since the spring, or even before that.
Eric did say that he hasn't had to manage any drama. That it was brought up that it's been smooth, drama free, and he said, "You know what? I really haven't had to manage anything. I hadn't thought about it. We've thought about it. I've thought about it because we've seen some tumultuous Augustes around here. Right? Tumult.
Yeah,
we've seen them. Chenander, by the way, also. So we covered Buscini. We covered Devin Drew. We covered that he thought the second scrimmage Sunday was better than the first one. I thought the most interesting thing that Eric Chenander said yesterday was when he was asked a very good question at the very tail end of his 13-minute appearance before the media. The very last question was, hey, you face the offense every day. What do you see? Now, this is coming straight from Eric Chenander. Now, this kind of backs what we talk about, but it's nice to hear it from the man who faces this offense every day in practice. He was asked, who would you say is the scariest playmaker? He said there are a ton of playmakers on offense. He was asked, so who's the scariest one? And I thought it was illuminating what he said. First off, Eric Chenander said, those running backs are doing a really good job, which is what we've heard. He said, it's hard for me to even know who's in the game because they're all hitting it so hard and they're making good runs. He's asked for the scariest playmaker, and he mentions the running backs first. Then he says, Trey Palmer has done an excellent job of making plays. at the R receiver spot. He didn't say R receiver spot, but that's where he plays. He said Trey Palmer's done an excellent job of making plays, LSU transfer. And then he said something that would I would think would get your attention.
Ooh, what's going to make me perk up?
Yeah. Travis Vokolek is a matchup nightmare, he said, of the 6'6", 260-pound senior tight end.
Well, Nebraska did finally throw the tight ends last year with Austin Allen being a first-team All-Big Ten player. If they continue to throw to them like other Big Ten teams do, then good on them. I hope they do throw Travis Vokolek as a matchup nightmare.
Yeah. This made
we saw him make some good catches. The Michigan State catch was still sticks out that he went up high for to make a great grab.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it to him more. Give the man some chances.
Yeah.
Give him some chances.
So I thought that was good. In a big picture sense, he said the offense has transitioned well from the spring to the fall. We don't probably think about that enough. You know, they put in basically a new offense in the spring. Now it's the second time through, and it's going more smoothly.
As you would hope.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going
because there's, you know, the
it's going more smoothly.
The spring.
Somebody asked me on another radio program the other day, who is the main playmaker on offense? And I said exactly what basically Chenander said. So I felt some degree of validation for my incredible perceptive mind.
That's one way to describe
it. I would say Anthony Grant, and then I'd say Palmer, and I'd say Vokolek.
Two guys that we really haven't seen at all.
Right. But those are the guys.
See, that's why you enter the game next week with excitement and anxiety a little bit. Because if those are the two guys that are the playmakers, you're excited to see
three
them.
Guys.
Well, we've seen Vokolek.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But Anthony Grant and Trey Palmer, we have not seen besides the spring game. Was Grant in the spring game? I forget. Was he here for the spring game?
Yes, he was.
Okay. All right, just making sure.
He made a 60-yard run in the spring
game. I was just
game.
Making sure, okay?
Anthony Grant?
Just reminding.
What were you doing?
I was watching
the spring
game.
He made a,
it's a long time ago.
He made a 60-yard run.
But we haven't seen him
Did
in an actual
the 60-yard
game.
Run?
I saw the run. But that's the way he got tagged. Someone thought they tagged him like 5 yards right. in. So, yeah, give him a 60-yard run, okay? Yeah. He got tagged. Wasn't actually real. But anyways, we haven't seen those guys in a game. So there's a level of excitement and a level of anxiety.
I think you're going to see Anthony Grant. I think you're going to see a very tough, first of all, very rugged runner. That you know, Bill Bush puts his offensive guys through tackling drills. He puts his offensive guys through tackling drills. He doesn't put Grant through them much because he's going to be used a lot. They're going to ride him a lot.
I was going to say, how many carries do you expect him to get in a game?
I don't know.
Will they let him get hot is my question.
He's going to return kickoffs too. Irvin made a big push, as we've talked about, Gabe Irvin. And I think he'd be your second running back, right?
I just really want to have Nebraska let a running back get hot.
Hot.
If he's on fire, don't take him out.
Like Vince's take.
Yeah.
Hot.
Self-described hot take by Vince.
Are we going to fix this microphone?
Yes, we are. All during right. the break, I All will right. do my best. Before we talk to Sean Callahan next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.